Moving on now, the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says indirect ceasefire talks with Israel are halted.
The ceasefire talk have now been halted because of the Israeli side. Israeli occupation saw that the Palestinian Authority was trying to block the ceasefire, so it capitalized on this and began showing down communication and follow-up on the mediators.
Abu Zuhri blamed Israel for the halt in negotiations and said Israel was using the Palestinian Authority and Egypt as excuses. Abu Zuhri said in response to the halt, Hamas will escalate its protests in the new locations along the Gaza Strip's borders. Palestinians have been holding anti-Israeli rallies in Gaza for months. Egypt and the United Nations have been working to mediate to avoid another large-scale round of violence between Israel and Gaza. To discuss that more, we are joined by Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Thank you very much, Mr. Egan. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. What is your take on this recent development? Who do you think is to blame for the halt in the negotiations?
Well, look, people have to put this in context. Israel will never allow negotiations. Israel does not want peace. It's not on the Israeli agenda to have a ceasefire. It never has been. You know, any terms that are put forth, any ceasefire that is ever negotiated, any terms that are ever negotiated, aren't going to go forward until you're allowed to have Palestinian people there negotiating as well, until the Palestinian people are given equal say on what they want to happen with their land in their country and what they want the terms to be. Because at the moment, the terms are always complete Israeli domination. And if that is allowed, if a ceasefire is ever allowed to occur under Israeli conditions, it will see the expulsion of the rest of Palestine, because the conditions will be that Israel rules the roost and will continue to put settlements in West Bank and will retake Gaza, occupy Gaza, and push the Palestinians out into the Sinai and into Jordan and just get them out of the country. That's what Israel wants to do. That has been its plan right since 1948. It never, ever intended to have two states. It never, ever intended to recognize the Palestinians or give them any rights or dignities. So there will never be any ceasefire. It will never happen. Israel will not allow it to happen until every Palestinian has been eliminated from the soil. That's the agenda, and it should be obvious to everybody. You know, the only way we're going to see any peace to this situation is if funding is removed from Israel, and if there is some sort of an international force. If the UN is going to have any credibility at all, it needs to go in and take control of the situation and stop Israel doing what it's doing and acknowledge the war crimes and the human rights abuses this nation is carrying out.
Mr. Egan, on the other hand, we've seen Hamas vowing to stage more protests on the Gaza borders. Are you predicting any escalation in tensions between Israel and Hamas and basically the protesters that are demanding the right to return?
Yeah, of course, there will be more violence. I mean, Israel will see that there is, but even, I don't trust Hamas either. I mean, on one hand, Hamas is necessary for the Palestinians to have some form of resistance, but on the other hand, it will never achieve anything. These protests on the border will not achieve anything except international condemnation for Israel having terrorists at their borders, because that's the way the Western media always portrays it. So it always plays into the hands of Israel because of the way the media portrays the situation. You know, there needs to be, people need to step back from this, and there needs to be international attention put on it. And for the UN, like I said, to have any credibility to take control of the situation. Now, all Hamas does by doing this, unfortunately, is give Israel the excuse it needs to keep the violence escalated. I mean, people have to understand all the mainstream news services in the West are all controlled and all influenced by Israel very, very significantly. You just got to look at the owners of all of these news services, and that's not any conspiracy theory. It's simply a fact. So whatever Hamas does, people are not going to get the right information. So I don't think it's the right approach. And, you know, ultimately, it's the people of Gaza who suffer, and it's not going to really achieve anything. But it will definitely escalate the tensions, and Israel will make sure it does, because Israel will play it that way. Anything the Palestinians do, Israel portrays as a terror attack and just does what it wants and uses it as another excuse to steal more land or kill more children in Gaza.
Thank you very much, Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, joining us live from Brisbane. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.